And joining us right now from the field, is it Verdugo?
Yep.
Really?
It is.
Matt, this is pretty exciting.
Oh, here we go. The man with the walk-up song that gets the entire city of Los Angeles beyond Dodger Stadium excited when they hear it. Good on him. A young man recognizing, what can I play that's really going to get the people going?
What can I play? What can I drive? Guy's sweet. Alex Verdugo's
the Impala,
got style.
Too. Loves the Impalas.
He's got style. He's got class. He's got a sweet beard and the sparkliest chain in all of baseball.
And a hell of a start to the season.
It's Alex Verdugo joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Wireless Microphone down on the field at Chavez Ravine. What's cracking, Verdugo? How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, feeling a lot better after hearing what you guys got to say. So,
hey, you're a hero to the people. Now, look, you got a lot of swagger. There's no doubt about it. And it's bubbling out of you. You're not even having to try hard. It's just, you know, people can tell that you got a lot of style. How much is too much? I mean, how do you balance it out? Because you got a lot of style. I mean, that chain is that's a hell of a chain.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I think the veterans do a good job of pretty much letting me know what too much style is. So they'll kind of tame me back a little bit. And I think the other day Kershaw was wearing one of my chains out just during the game. So
that was your chain?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Kershaw just went and bought a chain.
No, that's me. Yeah, so I think my style might be
okay.
Might be coming around
a little
on the
bit.
Guys. Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah. I mean, this has been great. You know, just being up here every day, being with the guys, and you know, really feeling part of the team. It's special, and it's you know, we're looking forward to this year.
We said it when we brought you on, but I don't think we've talked to you yet about Vicente and why you decided to go that route for the walk-up song, because it really gets the people freaked out when you do, man.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm Mexican. My father's Mexican. He, you know, just through my whole, like, growing up, everything, he would clean the house, you know, we'd be in the van, you know, he'd be blasting that kind of music, and Vicente and everybody, so it was kind of something I grew up to. It's a song that I know makes my dad, it used to make my Nana when she was alive, emotional, so it's just one of those things, kind of a little tribute to them, and obviously you guys said it, L.A., you know, they react to it amazingly.
You're off to a heck of a start in terms of this year versus, you know, kind of when you'd be called up and fill in here or there, obviously toward the end of the season. Is there anything different about this year? Do you feel different when you step into that batter's box? Because certainly you are definitely producing here early on.
Yeah, I think I'm just more comfortable. You know, I've always been comfortable, but I think this year's been a little bit more just because of, you know, the fact that I'm up here with opening day. It wasn't just getting called up and feeling like, man, all right, now I got to really, you know, go beyond to stay up here. Right now it's kind of, I know my role, I know I'll get a couple starts here and there, and you know, come in off the bench, and really, you know, at any point you can help the team out to win. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in there every day for four at bats or you get one.
The great Tucson's finest Alex Verdugo is our guest on AM 570 LA Sports, your Dodger station, and he is a Dodger. Now Andre Ethier's running around out there. He's from Tempe, Arizona State guy. Of course, you're from Tucson. I mean, does it get a little crazy with you guys, or do you love everybody from Arizona? Do you miss Tucson?
Well, I mean, I was committed to Arizona State. So.
Oh, okay, so yeah, there we go. It's all good.
It kind of gives me a little bit more credit with them, but I just tell them, hey, it doesn't matter. I wasn't going to go to college. Now,
it's all good.
Is there Mexican food here in L.A. that's as good as the Mexican food in Tucson? Because the Mexican food in Tucson, some say, is the finest Mexican food available to mankind.
I think there's some spots out here for sure. You just got to know where to go. I like to, you know, stop on the side of the streets at the taco trucks, trucks, and just, you know, kind of find my way that way. That's usually where you find the.
You'll pull
the
over.
Real.
You'll just see a truck because that's, you know.
Oh, you've got that Impala. Everybody
true.
Wants to see it.
No, I can't. No, I won't pull over in the Impala. You know, I'll drive too many
Hit
people.
Hit the three-wheel
over.
Motion.
You don't want to stop traffic.
Exactly. No. I'll just stop, make a quick little pit stop, run out, get some, and run back in and go.
You'll stop in your Malibu. You'll hop out, you'll get what you need to get, and then get back on the road. What about, Alex, because you're not, you know, like when it comes to golf, they'll say, if you're too old, it's too hard to fix your swing. You're stuck in a rut and that. But you're nice and young, so this is perfect for a question for you. What can you tell us about going from Colorado to another spot and how it might affect your swing, how it might affect baseball? Because that's something we've heard in the past, and I think too many vets have too many clouded memories about it. But this is fresh for you. Was there something going on from Colorado to St. Louis and just the way the ball flies or the way you swing or the way you feel?
I think it's more about the way you feel. You know, when you run or you do any kind of exercise out there, it's a little harder to catch your breath. And then you kind of just feel it a little bit more in the body. You're a little bit more sore, you know, the next day. It's it's kind of like that. But other than that, you know, the ball does fly, but it flies all around the league. You know, I think everybody's kind of proven it. You can hit homers anywhere. You put a good swing on the ball, get the barrel to it, and that ball will go.
Alex Verdugo, he's going. Thank you so much, Alex, and have a great day.
Thank you, guys.